Daily Minutes number 1601 with a broadcast for today, 21 April 2019. This is our bulletin for Sunday. As you can hear, this bulletin is in English only. The text of large parts of the show will also be available at the end of the broadcast, this time in PSKR63 with 20 carriers at 1500 Hz only. Today we have the RTB news bulletin and the version of the RTB itself. TX Factor isn't there because they haven't been able to collect all of their Easter eggs. After that there's the new column of Ono, VK6FLAB, titled Antennas Out of Sight, Out of Mind. Tomorrow's podcast will be in Dutch again.
CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the original bulletin text on the RSGB's own website and the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 21st of April 2019. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB AGM on Saturday. Ham space pioneer Owen Garriott, W5LFL, Silent Key. International Marconi Day next weekend. The 92nd RSGB AGM will be held at Jury's Inn, 24 Broad Street, Birmingham, B12HQ, on Saturday the 27th of April, commencing at 12 noon. Details for the 2019 AGM appeared in the April Radcom. Arrangements have been made for members who are unable to attend the AGM to cast their votes by proxy. Details of this are on the RSGB website. Votes must be received at www.ersvotes.com/RSGB19 before 9 a.m. on Thursday the 25th of April. Lunch will be provided at the AGM for members who notify their attendance in advance. Please register using the form on the website on the RSGB's own website. After lunch there will be a question and answer session and a short presentation on the EaseHale 2 satellite by Dave GHGKQ and Noel GHGTZ. Former US astronaut and long-duration space flight pioneer Owen Garriott, W5LFL, who operated the world's first amateur radio station from space, died at the age of 88 on the 15th of April. He spent a total of 70 days in space and 13 hours and 43 minutes in three separate spacewalks. According to his family, he passed away at his home in Huntsville, Alabama. You can read much more about Owen and his career, including his works to get amateur radio into space, on www.aris.org. The May Radcom includes a report that an authentic World War II spine set was recently donated to the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park. We're delighted to announce that it's now on display in the reception area, providing a focal point to engage visitors' interest from the moment they enter the building. RSGB members can download a free entry pass to Bletchley Park from the RSGB website. International Marconi Day 2019 will take place on the 27th of April. Last year, 74 stations were registered, all operating from a site that Marconi operated from or had a personal connection with. To see the stations involved, go to gb4imd.co.uk. The Syllabus 2019 edition of Foundation License Manual is now available from the RSGB in both hard copy and Kindle versions. It's been fully revised and contains all the information required for those looking to gain their Foundation license. Full details on the RSGB website. For those who send large numbers of QSL cards directly to other bureaus, there's a change of address for the Canadian Incoming QSL Bureau. From the 1st of May, cards should be sent to RAC National Incoming QSL Bureau Manager, Ed Spingula, VA3TPV, PO Box 83, Streetsville, Ontario, L5M1L5 in Canada. The IARU is represented in Turkey. where Committee SE24 on short-range devices met to undertake further work concerning wireless power transmission, or WPT. SE24 is considering both WPT for electric vehicles and also generic WPT applications. The IARU has made extensive input on the potential impact of radio communications from spurious emissions from WPT devices and was represented by Region 1 President Don Beattie, G3BJ, who's leading the IARU work on WPT. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. There are no rallies in the diary for the Easter weekend. On the 28th of April, the Northern Amateur Radio Society's Association exhibition will take place at the Norbreck Castle Exhibition Centre in Blackpool. FI2N9AA. There'll be a talk-in station and plenty of car parking, trade stands, bring and buy, special interest groups and an RSGB bookstall. Doors open 10:30 or 10:15 for disabled visitors. Catering's available on site. Contact Dave, M0OBW, 01270761608. On the 28th of April, the Andover RAC Spring Car Boot Rally will be held in the Wildhern Village Hall near Andover, SP110JE. That opens at 10 a.m. and admission is £2. Catering available all day. There's ample car parking on site and indoor shelter should it rain. Contact Paul G4KZY 0777573820. To get your event into Radcom or into GB2RS or the RSGB website, please send details as early as you can to radcom at rsgb.org.uk. The print cycle means we need to know about 4 months before in order to get your information into Radcom. Now the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. Max DK1MAX will operate as XT2MAX from Burkina Faso until the 25th of April. He'll be on CW and FT8. Please note he will not be issuing paper QSLs. Logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Anders SM0HPL is on the air from Kampala in Uganda until the 27th of April. He's operating CW and digital in his spare time using the call sign 5X7W, QSL via Club Log OQRS. Bruce AD7MM, Doug W6HB and Marilyn KI7DLK will be active holiday style as E51BAS, E51DLD and E51MAS respectively from Rarotonga and the South Cook Islands. IOTA reference for that is OC013 and that's between the 21st and 28th of April. QSL via instruction in operator's instructions. Look for JL3YWN-6, JI3DST-6 and JS6RRR to be active from the Miyako Islands, which is ASO79, from the 24th of April to the 7th of May. Activity 80 metres to 6 metre bands, SSB, CW and digital, QSL via Club Log OQRS. TAC JR1LZK-6 and Mitsu GJE1HXZ-6 will be active from Iriomot Island, ASO24, from the 26th of April to the 6th of May. They're operating CWSSB, RTTY and FT8 on 80 to 6 metre bands, QSL Home Calls, Directs or Bureau and Logbook of the World. Now for special events. Special call signs 4Z64 Euro, that's EURO, 4X64S, 4X64O, 4X64N, and 4X64G will be active from the 18th of April to the 18th of May for the 64th Eurovision Song Contest, which will take place in Tel Aviv between the 14th and 18th of May. QSL via Logbook of the World and EQSL certificates will be available for download. See 4Z64EURO on QRZ.com for more on the rules. During the Easter weekend, broadcasts from Radio Caroline are being sponsored by Martin Lynch, G4HKS, in memory of the former employee Graham Platts, G4XOF, who sadly passed away through cancer last November. Listen on 648 kHz or via their website, www.radiocaroline.co.uk. OE-19M will be on the air for 72 hours between the 26th and 28th of April as an official International Marconi Day station. Contacts made on Saturday, the 27th of April, are valid for the IMD award. QSLinfoQRZ.com. EI-0MAR will be part of an International Marconi Day on the 27th of April, operating from the Hurdy-Gurdy Museum of Vintage Radio in Howth. The Marconi Company conducted wireless telegraphy tests at the Martello Tower in 1905. If you'd like to come along that day as a visitor operator, you'd be very welcome. Please send special day events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as soon as possible for free publicity on GB2RS Radcom and online. Remember that stations using UK special event call signs must be open to the public, so our free publicity can help. Now the contest news. This weekend, the first machine-generated mode contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 21st. Using MGM on the 50 and 144 megs bands, the exchange a signal report and four character locator. On Monday, the IRTS 70-centimetre counties contest runs from 1200 to 1300 UTC. It's immediately followed by the IRTS 2-metre counties contest, 1300 to 1500 UTC. Both contests use FM and SSB. The exchange's signal report and serial number, EI and GI stations, will send their county. On Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 2.3 gigs bands and up. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the UK EI contest club contest takes place on the 80 metres between 1900 and 2000. Using CW only, the exchange is your four character locator. On Thursday, the 80 metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using RTTY and PSK, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The SPDX RTTY contest runs from 1200 UTC on the 27th to 1200 on the 28th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. SB stations will also send their province code. On Sunday the 28th, the BARTAG Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange is the serial number. Now the radio propagation report, at least that's the heading, but it reads as follows. As this version of the GB2RS is being compiled early on Thursday rather than the normal Friday, since Friday is Good Friday and a bank holiday in the UK, the propagation report has not been prepared. Once it is available, which is likely to be Thursday afternoon or Friday morning, the new version of the script will be uploaded and the RSGB website will be suitably updated. Unfortunately, I shan't be here to update it, so there isn't a report for this bulletin. Anyway, whilst wishing everyone a very happy Easter, I will see you all again next week.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Previously, I've spoken about the dynamic nature of your station. Even if, from day-to-day use, nothing changes, things around you are always in flux. Propagation changes, power fluctuates, and the environment in which your antenna operates is dynamic. Mobile stations even more so. A few days ago we had a gale come through, strong enough to do some major damage, rip off some roofs, break some trees, cause flooding, cause power outages, plummeting temperatures, the first of the winter storms. Obviously, checking out your antenna after such an event is expected. Better still, stowing your gear before the event is even better. Such extreme weather events are an obvious trigger to attending to antenna health and well-being, not to mention maintenance and repair. The thing is, it's not the only time you should check out your antenna. Every day it's subject to change. The sun rises in the east, follows its path along the sky, and eventually sets in the west. The temperature and humidity change throughout the day and continue to change through the night, and the next day it starts all over again. Peppered with sun, rain, snow, salt, corrosion, expansion and contraction, your faithful antenna sits there, ready for you to get on air and make noise, until one day it isn't. You could just wait until it falls down, dies, perhaps becomes a hazard to anyone within gravity range, not to mention destroy your radio when you key it up. Or you could check your antenna regularly and look after it. inspect and test it regularly, run your analyzer across it every couple of months. You know the drill. Most antennas are out of sight for most of their life, but they should never be out of mind. During the weekly FTroopNet, we started discussing this, as well as an in-depth conversation about launching wire into trees, and there were several suggestions worth investigating. One amateur pointed out that the level of complexity in the air dictates the amount of maintenance. A log periodic antenna on a rotator needs more tender-loving care than a wire hanging off a tree. Another suggested that you should regularly check the tower supports. Technically, the mast supports. A tower is self-standing and a mast is not. The best way to remember that is the Eiffel Tower doesn't have any guy wires. Before a storm, if you have warning, you should check the supports, wind down anything that goes up and down, and you should think about how you're going to earth the coax. I've previously covered the weirdness that lightning and charge represents, even at a distance, so don't wait until it's overhead. There were suggestions of using spark plugs and mason jars, but I've got no supporting evidence either way. My geek background is skeptical, but I'm open to learning more. I've seen installations where a coax switch is used, where the antenna is switched to a shortened socket, so the inner and outer braid of the coax are connected to each other. One amateur suggested that an antenna tuner is cheaper than a radio, and that if you leave it in place during a storm, blowing that up is cheaper than blowing up a radio, but your mileage may vary. Also, if you have spare cash to burn, I'm happy to take your donation and relieve you of that fire hazard. It's interesting in and of itself that antenna maintenance is often discussed in terms of extremes, lightning, storm, wind, ice, etc., and less so in terms of regular maintenance. Finally, if you're only using a temporary antenna, you're not exempt from this. You're actually likely to have more failure, since the act of erecting and lowering the antenna is likely to cause more wear and tear. The antenna is the final part of the transmission chain, and it should be treated with the same respect as the power supply at the other end. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Daily Minutes zijn dagelijks vanaf ongeveer 1900 uur te beluisteren. De uitzending wordt een dag later om 10:30 ochtends herhaald. Alle mail is welkom op het adres x@xdv.me. Dat is ook te vinden rechts bovenaan de webpagina van de uitzendingen www.pa0ete.nl. Abonneer je nu gratis op de podcast van de Daily Minutes. De website van de podcast is dmpodcast.net. DM is kort voor Daily Minutes, dus dmpodcast.net. Bij de feed van de podcast komen er nog een breukstreep en vier letters bij. Breukstreep F-E-E-D. dmpodcast.net, / F-E-E-D. Subscribe now for this podcast, dmpodcast.net/feed. dmpodcast.net/feed. DM is Delta Mike. De Daily Minutes toont iedere dag weer aan de hand van schokkende voorbeelden hoe een hobby mensenlevens kan veranderen. De internetfaciliteiten en studiohardware voor Daily Minutes worden gesponsord door 70MHzShop.nl, 70MHzShop.nl.
Whoever hears this is crazy.
En microfoon naar retour.